hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio. Well, double talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight. There's a place to find all the answers. AM, FM, shortwave, talk radio. The truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I am your host, John Stattmiller. It is Tuesday, folks. If it's Tuesday, that means Bob Chapman is joining me today. It is the 16th day of October, 2007. Oh, boy. A lot of stuff going on out there. Gold, folks, let me dial up the website here. Gold, I on last week's program, by the way, I asked Robbie Noel, is the floor, in other words, the bottom, for gold, at least, going to be about 730 to 735. And I think he misconstrued that. At any rate, gold today is going, $757 and some odd dollars. And it's going to continue to climb, folks. They still deem it as being a commodity out there. They won't back the dollars by oil, but they should, because oil is almost in real money, almost at $90 a barrel right now. They've said that, well, it could be going as high as $100 by spring. I wouldn't wait that long. You know, they were using every excuse in the book before to jack prices of gasoline up when there were no supply problems. There still are no supply problems. But ironically, the price of crude just keeps climbing and climbing and climbing. One must ponder that. Well, the same as the commodity as gold or silver, platinum, copper, they're all going up. Gold is going to continue to climb. Now they're arguing how much it's going to be. Some people are saying, it shouldn't be more than $1,000. Other people are saying, $2,500 an ounce. Folks, these are the people that want you into the matrix. They don't want you buying gold. They want to keep your funny money circulating out there. They want you buying the stocks. And I've got a bevy of questions on the stock market for Mr. Chapman when he joins us here in a few minutes. There's a lot of stock buyback going on out there. And admittedly, it's good for the company. Is it good for the shareholders? Well, it stabilizes their stock price. Well, we'll get to skinny here for Mr. Chapman, because these companies are buying their stock back like it's going out of style. Maybe it is going out of style. At any rate, we'll get the skinny on that. The market closed down today. The Dow Jones, about 71 points. It's at least 100 points below their vaunted 14,000 on the Dow. NASDAQ took a dip. Everything else took a dip. The chickens have not come home to roost, ladies and gentlemen, on the housing bubble. This is going to continue through this year, through next year, and probably beyond. And they're doing some mighty dangerous tinkering with the funny money out there. It still continues. The irrational exuberance. They're trying to bail out their banker buddy friends. And they've only approved, I think mortgage approval rates are only standing at about 33% right now. So that means two-thirds of you fine folks out there have applied for a mortgage. Ain't going to get it. I don't care what your credit rating is. I don't care how good of a good boy or girl you've been paying into that matrix. You just don't qualify. We'll be right back with Bob Chapman.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We have with us today Mr. Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. Good afternoon, Bob. How are you?
Well, good afternoon. I'm just fine. I hope you are, too.
Is that a phone I hear ringing in the background?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I thought it was
Hold
in my
on.
Head.
I got to... Let me see if it rings again.
All right. Okay. Did we make... No, there it is again. Do you want to take that, Bob? I guess he's off doing something. Phonus interruptus. I hate that. Every once in a while, I'll be sitting in the studio, and I forget to take off my cell phone or put it on mute or vibrate.
One in the studio.
There you go. All right. Bob, I got a few questions for you. I've been watching the stock market very closely, and well, they're down from their vaunted high, the celebratory high of 14,000 on the Dow. It closed down around 13,000 today. What is going on out there that these companies are buying up their stocks? What is all that about?
Well, first of all, it's been going on for, since 2002, and so that's 5 years. And some of the firms generate the funds internally to purchase their own securities, and some of them borrow money to do so. the low cost of borrowing money has made it attractive for them to do that. The reason they do it is twofold. Number one, the less shares out, the higher the earnings are. And so over the past 5 years, all of these firms that are public that could are decided to go in and buy their own stock, in doing so, they increased earnings. And it had a lot to do with the 18.5% increase in earnings average each year for the past 5 years. This year is not going to be that way. I projected 4 to 6% increase last November, and the experts said it would be 13.5%, and it looks like it's going to be around 2.5% to 3.5%. So I was a lot closer than they were. But the point is that that's a generation of profits by having less shares. And secondly, the offices of corporations receive stock options, and they get them at a certain price. And if you're buying your own stock, what happens is that it tends to make the stock go up because there's less shares out. And if your earnings are going up, well, then the shares are more attractive than they would be normally. So if you get stock options at $30 and your stock goes to $60, you exercise your options and you make $30 a share. So offices and corporations have been making a lot of money through the exercise of stock options besides their salaries. And so those are the two main impetuses. Now, these companies, many, many of them, probably 75% have borrowed money to do that. And if interest rates climb, then the cost of servicing that debt climbs as well. And that's not very good. But anyway, that's why they're doing what they're doing.
I read in your, and this caught my eye, in your international forecaster, and I talked about this. We're doing a new program called Cash Flow. It's only a one-hour show 5 days a week, but we're centering around credit card debt and the funny money system that the bankers have set up. How much of the stocks that are offered on Wall Street, Bob, are actually owned by the banks? What percentage?
That's real hard to say.
Large, small?
I couldn't even venture a guess because, you know, they have trust departments which act for clients, and they purchase a lot of stock and put it into the client's personal account. And unless you get a breakdown of what the holdings are in detail, you don't know.
In your...
Just as simple as that. There's transparency, but you got to go find it.
I got you. I've been reading here on global economy analysis. They were talking about grim forecasts for state budgets. And in your newsletter, you had a particularly interesting entry here. The dailies of Chicago have proposed tax increases on property, water, sewer, liquor, DVD rentals, telephone bills, lease transactions, parking fees, city stickers, and entertainment. That hasn't missed much. That would include a 10-cent tax on each bottle of water and a 5-cent development fee on every square foot of buildable floor area. In addition, Cook County, which contains Chicago, has proposed increasing retail sales tax to 11%. Now, how is that going to, you know, we're a service and a consumer society. We're shopping malls and service industry. How, by putting an 11% sales tax on, is that going to keep consumer confidence up and keep the money flowing?
Well, if things cost more, people buy less. And they cost more because the tax goes up. Not everything. There's some things you have to buy if you have the money to do so. Food and shelter being the main ones. But taxes are highly inflationary. And so obviously, Chicago is spending a lot more money than they should be. And what's going to happen is that people will start to sell their homes and leave if they can. And that's going to happen to a lot of people because there's been a lot of layoffs in industry that is related to the automobile industry in the Chicago area. And that's been going on for the last 5 years, and offshoring and outsourcing, this free trade and globalization agenda. But I would think that people who were older, middle-aged, 50s and 60s, and older, might seriously consider moving someplace else where the taxes weren't as high. It all depends on the person, their income, and, you know, the things that they want to do. And so I think that the administration of Daley has been absolutely disastrous. Of course, he panders to the people who want something for nothing. And there's lots of them in Chicago, like there is in every other city. And so, consequently, they just spend money to do all those social programs, and they don't have enough.
Well, and as this continues, they're desperately, Bob, trying to put a happy face on this economy. And I'm looking at the layoffs, not only anything to do with banking or mortgages, mortgage companies, anything associated with real estate, but also in retail and across the board. I continue to see cuts while I'm being told that the unemployment rate is holding steady at 4.6% and inflation is in check and it's under 3%. I'm amazed, and, well, no, I'm not amazed, because the generally dumb public out there, and I'm not talking about the gross domestic product, I'm talking about the GDP, the generally dumb public, are getting their news from the financial whores that we see on the networks. They're nothing but cheerleaders for the Wall Street boys, but they're looking at this, and they're getting mixed signals. Now, not everybody in this country is a economist, and many that are really aren't. they're just front dummies for somebody else. But how is the average person supposed to make up their mind as to where this economy is going when the government keeps painting everything, finger-painting everything with a happy face?
Well, people got common sense, not all of them, but most of them. And they know that prices continue to go up, and they know that the government figures can't be right, but they don't know what the real figures are. And that's why people subscribe to the International Forecaster, so they can find out what they're doing to make those figures what they are and why they're not right. And every economist and analyst in the country knows. It's just that they say anything about it, what's going to happen is they're going to lose their job. It's pretty simple. And so that's why you don't see anybody speaking out. Independent economists will speak out. People like myself who could give a what the government thinks. I just tell it the way it is. And, of course, the government doesn't like that. That's why I'm not very popular. But the long-term GDP average over the last 25 years of consumption to total GDP is 64.5%, and we're running 70. Now, we see that waning because of increased taxation, like we just talked about in Chicago at the local, county, and state levels. And we also see a continual amount of layoffs of people. And so people are coming to a realization that they've got a problem. Now, we had the equity in homes, which was very high because of a bubble that was created by the Federal Reserve. And people had been borrowing money from their home equity. And that's starting to wane. It's about to go over. And the banks have made a massive attempt since the beginning of the year to get everybody and his brother into credit cards big time.
All right. We've got to take the break here. I'm going to get into this state budget thing a little bit more, because a lot of states are in budgetary problems right now, and it's just not because of their spending. We'll be back.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
States awash in surpluses for the past 2 years are now treading water, with several desperately looking for lifelines to help get them out of a budget problem. Slumping housing market and skimpier sales tax collections are busting budgets from California to Florida at a time when national job growth is sluggish and consumer confidence is at nearly a two-year low. Now, the forecast is looking pretty grim. According to a state tax expert from the Council of State Government said, he said implications for states are serious. Experts say it's too early to tell if all state budgets will spiral into massive deficits in the coming year, but some states are already see gaps in their ledgers. For instance, Florida, it was expected to vote, and I think that they had to do this because their government had to shut down, but they were $1 billion in the hole, and they're looking at cutting education, health care, and courts. Michigan was pushed to the brink of a statewide government shutdown because it had to erase an $800 million deficit from its current fiscal year before it could pass a new budget for the new year. Maryland needs to bring in almost $1.7 billion. Governor Martin O'Malley has pitched bumping up personal income tax, sales on tobacco taxes, and relying on slot machines gambling to gin up $550 million for the state. And Arizona and Virginia are looking at more than $600 million in shortfalls. And but folks, if you notice, what they keep saying here is, well, they're going to raise state income tax, or they're going to raise taxes on this or taxes on that. Well, Bob, you said it earlier. Yeah, they'll have to raise taxes on things. People don't people aren't necessarily going to be spending more, so let's hit them with a bigger tax. That's not necessarily going to save their budget woes, at least from state sales tax collections.
Well, the key to the whole problem is less spending. And some states have taken action and some haven't. Florida's been moving in the right direction. Even though they have problems, they're in the process of fixing them. Florida does not have a state tax. And I believe in most of the counties, the sales tax is 7 or 7.5%. And in this day and time, that's pretty reasonable. But they are cutting back, and they probably in some sectors will have to raise taxes. And that's going to be very difficult because Florida is one of the 30 former hot areas, and prices on homes in Florida more or less are down 30%. And some areas are more, some areas are less, but it's about 30%. And that means that the real estate taxes have to come down, if not right away. Every state or county figures their taxes differently. Some of them collect the following year, and some of them collect immediately, and they have different ways of computing that. And I think that they're going to have to lower those taxes, which is going to make the situation even more difficult. I mean, if the price of the of a dwelling goes down 30 or 40%, I would think that there would be reductions in real estate taxes. So
you would think
that's cause an even bigger problem.
Yeah, you would think that'd be the way to go. Let me see, my house is worth less, so therefore I should pay less in taxes, less in property tax. But if a state is having budgetary problems and looking to raise revenue any which way they can, I mean, this is all a tax shift anyhow. Even if they cut a percentage off here, they're going to get it from someplace else. So, and nobody gets a break out there. It is what it is on the budgetary woes of the states. They have to come up with the money, according to them, to function. And you're right, the key to this is less government statewide expenditure. But they have a real problem here, because there, many of these states already have budgetary problems. They already have deficits for this fiscal year, and they're looking for ways to raise that revenue, and then they're trying to work out state budgets for the following year, all the while their income sources are dwindling.
Well, most of these states, their retirement programs for professional employees that work for the state, city, county government are ridiculous. They're all bad, because most of these people are getting paid too much in retirement. Only 19% of private industry has a retirement plan, and most everybody who works for a state, city, county government has a retirement plan. And I think that they're going to have to go the way of GM and put the money that's been set aside for health care for the retired in a trust and discontinue contributing to it, and they've got to cut back on the pensions where they legally can. Some states don't allow you to do that. But, you know, like in California, someone who works for 25 years, say for a police department, can end up retiring on $120,000 a year. I mean, that's madness. Nobody can afford that.
Well, they've taken the steps. You saw how fast the UAW Chrysler deal went down. I was reading the front page of the Detroit News. I'll bring it up later. But, well, GM got what it wanted. It can now hire people for one-third less of what they used to hire them for before. So they're just trying to bring their cost in line. By the way, for the UAW and their trust fund, I've got a great idea what they can do with the billions of dollars that are now in their hands. They could increase their trust fund, double it, maybe even triple it. But I doubt very much that they'll do it. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, Michelle. I haven't seen you on the bus for a while. Did they change your shift?
No, Lori. I finally quit my job. I'm working at home now, and I love it. No more commuting. And I'm home when the kids get out of school.
Working at home? Doing what?
It's a long story. It all started when I discovered the website earnmoneyathome123.com.
Oh, Michelle, you didn't fall for one of those internet deals, did you?
Well, I looked into several, and this one is for real.
Are you sure?
I didn't quit my job until I was sure, and now I'm making way more money working at home.
Really?
I've joined the Success Team and their major advertising co-op. Our business is fully automated, which gives me more money and the time to enjoy it. I'll be earning money while we're skiing this winter.
What was that website again?
EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Here, write it down.
Good idea. EarnMoneyAtHome123.com. Maybe we can go skiing this winter, too.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
We are back. By the way, folks, if you are looking for a career change, maybe your job has been eliminated, maybe you're sick and tired of working who you're working for right now, we have opportunities here at this network, anything from board operators to salespeople. Just give us a call here at 800-724-2719, 800-724-2719, and we will take your application, and we've got positions to fill. We're going to be expanding the network here in the near future. What I wanted to do last January before we got rudely interrupted, at any rate, and a few people out there that listen via the Internet, good news for you is we brought our own fiber optic in-house. We're bringing in our own internal servers for the streaming, and we just opened up a Mac Daddy of a pipeline here. It's a 20 by 20 meg, so we are not going to be experiencing any bandwidth problems. At any rate, all that's fine and dandy. Just a little note there for you listeners out there. And if anybody is seriously considering a job change, or if you're unemployed right now, Well, don't call me because you got fired and you were a bad employee. No. For good qualified people, ladies and gentlemen, we have job opportunities here. So give us a call at 800-724-2719. Bob, I was reading the Rockefeller Institute. It's called rockinst.org. And they're talking about tax revenue changes. And, well, they're putting something in here that's conflicting with the overall government reports here on inflation. Now, you're saying inflation is running 11 to 12%, which I have no doubt about that, folks. Just take a look at the prices of food. You know, they keep talking about what is excluded from the core inflationary figures, such as food, fuel, things of those nature. That should be included in there, but they leave it out. They're saying here on the Rockefeller Institute page that actually, inflation for the year ending in the second quarter of 2007 was 5.2%. And they were measuring that by state and local government consumption expenditure indexes. But they're saying, hey, 5.2%. I'm sorry, isn't Uncle Sammy telling us it's between 2 and 3?
Well, the United States government officially uses what they call core. And that does not include food and energy, because people don't use food and energy in our society.
I see.
And okay. So they base all their assumptions on that falsity. It's sort of like out of Orwellian 1984. It is, but it isn't, but it is what we say it is. And the full inflation figures are 5.4%, but you never see them unless you go look for a report like the Rockefeller Report. But those figures are jiggled too. And believe me, inflation is over 11%. And, you know, one of the things that's happening to America is that because we have this tremendous debt and have so much of our money in other people's hands, we're exporting inflation. And so the whole world is experiencing what we are. And the 18 of the 20 major central banks are increasing money and credit at a rate of 14%. And they jiggle their figures, too. And at least they publish them. The Federal Reserve does not publish M3 anymore, but we estimate it. There's only ourselves and a couple of other people that do, because I guess everybody doesn't want to know the truth so that they'll have to discuss it. But inflation is going to get much worse. Not only is the money and credit continuing to flow, but the Fed has a discount window open, and they are lending money to banks. And banks, in turn, if they don't need the money for themselves in their own operations, they're lending at 8 to 10 to 1, so you got to multiply that up. And then the Fed is also going into the repo market and purchasing U.S. government securities, and they do that by creating money out of thin air, and so that's highly inflationary immediately. Now we have a proposal from our Treasury Secretary, who we have on loan from Goldman Sachs, and incidentally, Goldman Sachs former employees are now Treasury Secretaries of seven major countries. So I don't know whether the government owns Goldman Sachs or the Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan Chase and others own the government. Be as it may, they're all doing the same thing, and they all know that if deflation gets hold, that the game is over. Everything is going to collapse. And so they will inflate, and you will continue to have higher inflation because of all these things that they're doing to keep the system afloat. And I have projected at the end of next year that inflation, real inflation, will be over 15%.
When you mention inflation, now, Bernanke, we now have realized that Helicopter Ben, yeah, throwing money out of the helicopter. Now, what he did was lower the 50 basis points on the prime. And what indication do you have that he's going to make another move on a downward trend on that toward the end of the year? Does this look like he's going to do it?
Well, the trade is saying it's a 75% chance that he will this month. I don't think he will. I think they'll wait one more month.
And
but they're going to do it. Now, what they're doing right now is laying the groundwork. Now, they may do it this month. I mean, nobody knows what they're doing behind the scenes. And maybe the people at Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan know, but we don't. All we can do is speculate. And when Bernanke came out yesterday and said, oh, gee, I've just discovered that the housing problem is not over, and it's going to continue, and it's going to get much worse. Now, he's admitting he was wrong. That's very difficult for the head of the Federal Reserve to do. And he's doing it because they're setting the groundwork for a change in the discount and prime rate to a lower level, probably a quarter of a point. And so, you know, he may or may not, but it's going to come. They've abandoned the dollar and in order to save Wall Street and the banking industry. It's as simple as that. And so Wall Street is more important than our long-term well-being because we have the USDX, which is the dollar index, somewhere around 78. It's already broken down. And I expect that the next stop will be 72, 75. And after that, we'll go to 40 to 55, somewhere in there, and I'll know better when we're on our way. But the point is, when it gets down there, it's no longer going to be the reserve currency of the world. And America is going to lose a tremendous advantage. It's going to wreak havoc in America.
Well, Robert, I just read a report here that is saying that the Treasury Department is going to have to up its sales of its government debt, and they're going to have to do that starting next year. But with that dollar index you just talked about and people just leaping off of the sinking ship as far as the dollar goes, who does the United States government figure that they're going to sell this debt to?
Well, first of all, how they'll do it is by allowing real interest rates to rise. And they will not interfere in the market with the 10 and 30-year note and bond or the 5-year note. And they'll let that interest rate go higher. That has a lot of complications. Number one, higher interest rates for mortgages, higher interest rates in the real world for corporations. And what happens when government has to borrow a lot of money, they crowd out corporations because they're scooping all the money because they have AAA prime paper. And it makes it much more difficult for corporations to borrow money, so they have to reach. And when they reach, the interest rates go higher. So next year, we're looking at substantially higher interest rates. It doesn't matter what the prime and the discount rate is. The real rates in the market are going to go up. And part of the reason is that foreigners are not going to continue to buy the amount of U.S. Treasury and agency bonds, bills, notes, and generally called paper. And I think that interest rates could go up quite sharply in spite of what they do. And that's why money and credit are going to be expanded at even a greater rate. You see, they're in a box and they can't get out. I called this in 2001. I said the point of no return has been passed. It's irreversible. We're headed to a recession and then depression, and this is the way it's going to play out. And I explained all this. And that's why we have lots of long-term subscribers, because they could plan ahead. They knew it was going to happen. I was right, and in the meantime, they made a pile of money in gold and silver-related assets and shorting the market.
Now, you talked about the falling dollar and what effect that that's going to have on this country. Now, you said that the falling dollar, this is going to make foreign goods more expensive, and that's inflationary. The falling dollar causes the cost of raw materials such as oils and metals to rise. This affects the living standards. The cost of foreign-made components that are used in American factories rise as well. And they've eliminated over 75% of the manufacturing jobs, the core of what we used to consider, the bulk of it, of being middle America or middle-income America, middle class. We're, Bob, this...
The game's over.
That's what I was just going to say.
If you're not in gold and silver-related assets, you can kiss yourself goodbye.
Now, what we've been doing also on the new program on this network called Cash Flow, and this is, Bob, I haven't spoken to you about this one, but this is going to be a syndicated program. And what it centers around, by the way, for you folks out there that for some strange reason watch CSI in Miami, I don't. I was told last night that the story revolved around two college students that tried to commit suicide because they owed so much in credit cards. And they were being harassed by bill collectors. Well, ironically, Cash Flow, that's on Monday through Friday on this network from 1 to 2, is centered around eliminating credit card debt. And we talk a lot about the funny money system, the fractionalized reserve banking. We go into all kinds of aspects of the funny money system, the credit card system that they have floated on us, which many people are trying to survive right now on credit cards. And you want to talk about walking a short plank, that's one right there. But this is our backdoor attempt, which I think the greatest danger to this country has been the Federal Reserve. Now, there's other components you can throw in there on that.
No, you're absolutely right.
That is
the Federal Reserve is the master key to all of this, and it is in its own form in any other country. I mean, the Bank of England was formed by the Rothschilds in the late 1600s, and along with mercantilism, they've just run roughshod on not only over the population of the British Isles, but half the world. And this is what's happening in America. And the only people who benefit from the Federal Reserve are the Illuminati, the elitists who run our country, and all of those who hang on and toady to them, and the rest of the people become tax slaves.
This is the major reason that they're afraid of Ron Paul. He can talk about foreign policy till he's blue in the face. He can talk about government spending until he's blue in the face. He can talk about other issues that the other politicians aren't afraid to tread because they'll just stand up there, look good, and lie through their teeth like politicians we expect them to do. But the real danger with Ron Paul is that he actually has a bill to dump the Federal Reserve. It's been on the docket up there in the District of Criminals since January of this year. He is the real danger to status quo out there, and they want to keep this guy in a box. They don't want to let him get out.
Well, I have a Washington Post article, a link, that's in the Wednesday issue that's coming out, and we do 56 newspapers and magazines a day in five languages, so we get a pretty good idea what's going on. But it's highly unusual for the Washington Post to run something like this. And what it was is an article about people in New Hampshire and how it looks like Ron Paul might be a lock to win the race for the Republican nomination in New Hampshire. And I think they couldn't resist the story because it was so powerful, and nobody else had the story or anything like it. And so what they're telling you is, actually, I'll rephrase that. They're not telling you. What they're doing is telling the insiders, expect that Paul is going to win New Hampshire.
Werner Erhard said, can we afford to be so arrogant as to pretend we know something we don't know, the knowing of which could transform our lives? Well, folks, we've been living in a prison in this country for nigh on 100 years. And thanks to the international banksters and their grand plans to take control of every economy on this earth and effectively run those countries from a bank position. And I loved the Matrix. The one line that stands out in the Matrix is, and it was an exchange between Neo and Morpheus. And Morpheus indicated to him that, well, you need to know the truth. And Neo says, what truth? Morpheus responds that you are a slave, Neo, that you, like everyone else, was born into bondage, kept inside a prison that you cannot smell, taste, or touch, a prison for your mind. Accept it or reject it, you have to know it. And this is what we're going to do, folks. We're going to, along with Mr. Ron Paul, that's been doing this publicly, talking about dumping the Federal Reserve, and nobody dares to even ask him a follow-up question as to, what do you mean, Mr. Paul, and why should we get rid of the Federal Reserve? That would be, Bob, that would be a standard follow-up question, don't you think?
Absolutely. It's just like on Larry Kudlow's show on CNBC, he said something to one of the people who was on a panel about gold, and the man said, well, it should be $2,100 an ounce, but the market's being manipulated. There was a deafening silence, and Mr. Kudlow went on to something else.
I bet he did.
You might say he flamed out.
Yeah.
But anyway, he probably was looking for a break so he could go in and have some more cocaine. But anyway, it's in the same venue. And Ron Paul stands a very good chance, and all people have to do is hear what he has to say, and he'll be elected.
If they'll give him enough minutes in which to say it, and I still firmly believe that we're just trying to discover a way to put some real heat on the Republican National Convention to make this the nominee for the Republican Party for 2008.
The Berkeleyte's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyte, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyte is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyte, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
The Healing Formula is an all-natural, patent-pending wound and skin care formula developed mainly for the treatment of pressure sores and diabetic ulcers. The formula was developed by a home caregiver with more than 30 years' experience. We use the finest ingredients available, including certified organic aloe vera gel with all the beneficial enzymes intact and food-grade hydrogen peroxide. The Healing Formula works from the inside out, oxygenating the affected area, stopping the spread of infection, and decreasing pain while promoting healing. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com. The Healing Formula has proven effective in other areas of skin care as well, such as abrasions, rashes, and the treatment of pyorrhea, gingivitis, ear infections, and much more. The Healing Formula comes with an unconditional money-back guarantee if you're not completely satisfied. We offer a free sample to all nursing homes, home caregivers, and nurses. It is our sincere hope that the Healing Formula will help you or your loved ones to avoid any more unnecessary pain. Call 1-800-357-2944 or visit HealingFormula.com.
Wasn't that the idea when we started out in school? That's what they said the Constitution was about. Wasn't that the idea?
a news flash for you, folks. It's contract, contract, contract. Contract law is the only law. There is no constitutional law, Bill of Rights, Charter of Rights and Freedoms, no codes, rules, regulations, ordinances, statutes, bylaws, or anything else which most people think of as law, which applies to free sovereign people. They all apply only to corporate entities. There is only one law which applies to us, the law which protects the life, liberty, rights, and property of all living souls. That's that which causes us to think that all these laws apply to us is the contracts or agreements we have made, either wittingly or unwittingly. There is no contract. There is no case. Contract is the law. Contractual financial liability is all that matters, and it must be proven. This is how they're operating, folks. This is why their Uniform Commercial Code is their Bible. That's why they had to invent this. It is corporation dealing with corporation, and they try to make you a corporate entity? You don't believe that? Just look for the next time you get something from your state or federal government. Just look at the way they spell your name. You've been a fictionalized, manufactured corporate entity. That's because corporations can only deal with corporations, not free and sovereign people. Now, you can contract your way out of rights. You can do a bunch of those things. But the Constitution says that, yeah, we're sovereign people. Yeah, they have to play by the rules. There's got to be due process. There's got to be all these things. And by the way, we can never make laws that go against or abrogate your constitutional rights. Whoops, I think they made a slip up. And this is another danger, Bob Chapman, that Ron Paul represents. That's that raggy, taggy old document that's sitting up there under glass in the District of Criminals that's fading year by year. They're hoping it fades from everybody's mind and we all jump on board with a brand new democracy in the brave new world.
Come from a subscriber in London, and we have subscribers throughout the entire world now. And he described how he went about making his son a sovereign individual in England. And it'll be in this issue under England letter to the editor. And I asked him to send anything he had on it because it's a very interesting subject in England as well as here. And so I think everybody would want to read that, what he had to say.
Well, it's interesting. On the credit card issue, there's a problem. If you're following contractual law, which they seem to believe is their Bible now, they gotta have three things. You gotta have the validation of the debt. That's being an actual accounting. You gotta have verification of the claim against a person, and that being a sworn affidavit and even just a signed invoice. And the third thing you have to have here is a copy of the contract binding both parties. But the problem is the banks can't validate the debt because they never sustained a loss. They can't verify any claim because that's not the name that they're billing. Remember, as a corporate entity. So, full disclosure, we're told that we are creating credit with our signature. Equal consideration, they bring nothing to the table, hence they have nothing to lose. Lawful terms and conditions, they're based upon fraud and, well, the signatures of the parties, the corporations can't sign because they have no right to contract as they are legal fictions. Coming up, hour two, Robbie Noel will be joining us, the great Rhodesian Ridgeback. He's got a program on this network that follows this one every day called The Flip Side with Robbie Noel. And that commences at 6 p.m. Central Time, but we'll steal him for an hour. He'll be with us next hour. Stay tuned, folks. We'll be right back. With